ए प्योर डिवोटी और ए प्योर डिसाइपल
शुड ऑलवेज बी दैट होल लाइफ ही व्हाट ही हैज प्रीच ही हैज प्रीच ओनली द डॉक्टर एंड द टीचिंग्स ऑफ टीचर चैतन्य महाप्रभु है क्लियरली टोल्ड फ्रॉम बिगिनिंग हिज लास्ट प्रीच That he should start the Krishna. He should chant from beginning, like Rupa Goswami has told. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given so much teaching, but Rupa Goswami has clearly taught that we are part and parcel of Krishna. That is servant of Krishna. Maya has covered. Now you are going in the chain of birth control. So we should follow what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami and our whole Guru Parampara has all has told that we are eternal servant of Krishna. So we must take shelter under the lotus feet of any qualified people. And if anyone takes shelter in the lotus feet of first he should know that his Guru Dev never been there. Never. His words are he. There is no difference between his words and Guru Dev. So we should try to follow his words. And it may be that sometimes we can have this person also. So, we should try to follow Chaitanya Charitamrita, the teaching of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Raghunath Das. How Raghunath Das was following all the teachings, always continuing and going. And from outside doing Vaidhi Bhakti. And from inside, always serving Radha Krishna by mind. Falling totally. Anna Bhilasita Sunyam Jnana Tammas Manapitam Anukulle Nakrishna Mithilamam Bhaktir Samas. By all our senses, we should in the power to please Krishna. Giving up all our
selfishness.
And without help of karma and jnana, not covered our, we shouldn't cover our bhakti with jnana. Always anukullena Krishna. By what process? We should be tuna, dapi, suni, jena, sarodapi, suni, jena, amanina, mana, jena, kirtanina, sadara. Be humble more than sovereign, more than priest, and always be like priest. Your everything is for the service of others. Never wanting anything for you. And giving proper respect to Vaishnava. And having no tendency to have any useless. This is the first. Always chanting, remember. Especially being in Vrindavan. And if not in Vrindavan, you cannot be. Then by mind and heart you should be in Vrindavan. And in the guidance of any very qualified rasic person or first you will have to hear. Your Guru Dev has told so much. Whole life he has told. So why? You are in a very important try to follow the word, speaking and developing.
About about specifically about this one is always about he's living inside of this karma. He's thinking of the institution, he's going to these meetings.
Anyone should not be very worried for any society. Our society will never go down. Our society is just Mahaprabhu society. So, what society?
ISKCON.
What is the meaning of ISKCON? Krishna consciousness. So from beginning to Brahma, from Brahma, we are in ISKCON. Krishna consciousness. And this will never be
vanquished.
It is eternal. So they should not worry for this. They should try to develop their heart. So they should not be. Narada is gone. Krishna consciousness, Vyas, Upadeva Goswami, Sutta Goswami, Madhvacharya and all, and especially Madhvendra Puri, Ishwar Puri, Balsarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Pancha Tattva, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Aswati, Radhara, Nakhanda, Sara Goswami, and up till now, all are Krishna consciousness. There, mode of thinking is so narrow and outwardly one. They should try to think inwardly and they should think. Then they will see that all that all that. So what they are thinking is gone, is gone is narrow. Samiji has not come to establish any niche is gone. But he came to preach for is gone. That is Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu line in this okay. We are all in this path. Those who are following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami and all. We are not going to see that the disciples of Sridhar Maharaj, disciples of Madhava Maharaj, Mathuri Maharaj, they are out of this form. They should try to see the Sivaram. Then they will.
He says that when a new person is coming to Krishna consciousness,
if they are not thinking, their ISKCON is going. So many, all ISKCON leaders about. Just now, in the Yumna and Gopi. But in our ISKCON, any one never be fallen. Fallen are fallen. Fallen are going fall. But those who are strong, they have known such disease. Those who are falling, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Goswami, all are strong. What?
He's always asking me, like, what do you think when a new person comes to Krishna consciousness? A new person comes to the temple.
Anyone new, one does not come. We know that all are Krishna servants. Eternal servants. They are thinking by other...
Outer.
Vision. Their vision is wrong. We see that, like my son was revealed. And he was roaming and here and there. And I see at once, he's my son. Why he told me? I took onion. So we see any new one that, he's a perfect person. He's my and we want to invest. Not new. You think that, he's now ignorant. But really, he is the servant of Krishna. So we should be merciful. So Madhyama Adhikari thinks like that. Swamiji thought like that. He thought things like that. So they should not. They are ignorant who are telling like that. They should be helpful. And they should take help from anyone. Anyone. Nitya Sabhyanga Rasa.
they're always arguing who should give initiation, like Srila Prabhupada or Acharya.
Why they are, they should be initiated first. They should not be very happy. Krishna will arrange and he will. Why this? They should do bhajan. They should try to be in the line of Srila Mahaprabhu and Srila Rupa Goswami and their Guru. They should try to start their size very little. At least they should mix with, they should associate with Madhyam Adhikari, who is really Madhyam Adhikari. In their vision they have no wall. That is,
Krishna consciousness is not in consciousness, is that, no wall.
They have no wall. You should not also make any work like this. Jai bhaja sei bada, abhakti nachara. Understand? Those who do bhajan, only they are high. And he, my brother, my god brother, my disciple, is not doing bhajan. Is not good. And if anyone in any sphere, in any Brahman, he is doing bhajan, oh, he is mine. This person. If he is not disciple of my Gurudev, no harm. He is in our line. Anywhere in Rupa Goswami teachings, not it has been stated like so. He has told, you should, those who are chanting, even one name, that should be honored. And if he is initiated and doing bhajan, then you should do pranam with your body and mind both, and heart, you should honor. And those who are more higher, always chanting, mentally. Yeah? And by seeing them, if Krishna comes automatically, then we can serve him with heart or with all senses, everything. He has not, Rupa Goswami has not written that he should be your god. Ever? So, we should try to take broad meaning. What? Yes?
If they accept, you should write
all these things.
They can hear, but if they do not accept, I cannot change that.
Eh?
They can hear what you are saying, and if they do not accept, then I cannot do anything more.
If they are not accepting, it means they are not accepting their Gurudev. I am not telling by words. This is the word of Srila Swamiji himself, your Prabhupada. He has written everywhere. I have read his book, Upadeshamritam.
Yes. But negative instruction.
Yes. I have also explained on this.
Yes.
I am telling the words of Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Bhakti Vinod Thakurji, and I am telling of instruction. If they are denying, they are denying all.
Okay.
In his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Swamiji says, one should find any society of pure devotees and have that association.
He has not told that if my disciples have left anything, everything, and even they should be. He has not told that anyone in this world who is chanting, remembering, weeping for Krishna, you should dishonor. He has not told that.
My question is different. Well, I was reading in your purports to Vilas Kushmanjali, and we're always talking about the reasons for Mahaprabhu coming. And we're always saying that Krishna was thinking there's something in me that Radharani has. and I want to taste that. And she becomes senseless also. But in your purport here, we're saying how Krishna, when Srimati Radharani just glances at him, he faints. He also becomes senseless. So he also has some capacity.
Oh, who?
Krishna.
Not so much.
Not so much.
Because he has no madan.
Right. But then I was thinking that the real reason was that he wants to taste her quality of being able to taste him, not what it's in him actually.
So I want to tell you that first we should hear Samana Dasa, you know, then Varana Dasa, then Smarana Dasa, then Bhavapana Dasa, and after that Sampatti. You are telling about Sampatti Dasa. But we should first hear from any genuine source, qualified Vaishnava, that who is Krishna? Who is Radhika? What is the gun? Qualities of Krishna. Like 19, that Krishna is Dhir Lagna, Dhirodhar. And he is also short. He has qualities of about 90 qualities. We should know it very well. And then the qualities of Radha, about his Sakhi, about the modes of Sakhi. What? That is the Shuddha Sattva. Shuddha Sattva, you know? If it is what?
Yes.
It comes near to the Uddipan of Krishna. Uddipan, you know?
Stimulate.
Then it will stimulate. That first mode is called bhav. And when it more goes, then it becomes how. How? Or seeing like this. And so many tongue of
face.
Sometimes yellow, sometimes like this, sometimes like this. All will come. And more than this, then
Hela.
First bhav,
Hela,
and something small. Then Vichiti, no? Vichiti, and then Klikinchit bhav, then Mottai, then Vibho. What are they? Knowing all these things, taking in the heart, and then sneha, maan, pranay, raag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav, adhiru, then modan, mohan, and then madan. Knowing all these things fully, and then you can enter in that. How on a sthai bhav, if all are meeting, vibhav, anubhav, shakti and parichari. Like anubhav, what is this? Anubhav, the modes, vibhav, which any gopi is realizing it. And what at once that is seen in his body. Like tears are coming. It means, or she is so happy, or feeling separation. And there is something to know that whether it is in separation or in meeting. And sometimes, so many words will come, which will show that what is the condition of heart here. by all these things, there are 33. We can imagine that what is going on is in heart. And Shakti, coming from Shattva. Only they are seen upside, but actually they are signs of Shattva, like Stambha, Kampa, Romancha. And then we will clearly know all these. And then without any lever or mind will be
absorbed
in that. And then we can. This is the object of our bhajan. So from beginning, we'll have to hear who is Krishna, who is Radha, who is Gopi, who is what is the mood, what is bhav, vibhav, sati, like in Jaiva Dharma. Gradually he is hearing from
Gopakaru.
No.
Oh, before.
Before. Babaji.
Raghunath.
Raghunath Baba. And after that, he came to Puri, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in cave, Gambhira. And he heard all Rasa Tattva. Not only heard, he realized. Sometimes he used to see as if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Radha Krishna are there. And gradually, then we can very easily all the pastimes. We'll have to hear all the pastimes of Mahaprabhu first and then of Krishna in serial order. Serial order. So that our thinking will be in a chain, not a mantra may upasana. Like
Swarashakhi,
like a garland, itself. And then we will have not to say, oh, this person is so beautiful, this lady is so beautiful, and he is doing apaman to me, he is dishonoring me, he is doing this nonsense, that nonsense. Oh, he will be above all, always 24 hours engaged. I want to come to bring you all that you should not see any person. Only person is Krishna. There is no another male person. No? We can decorate ourselves only for Krishna. Otherwise, we will be cheated. So, from beginning we should try for that. Only we cannot check our lust. That is why Shastra has allowed that you then marry first, some period, only to control this. Otherwise, if anyone has controlled it, like Raghunath or anyone, oh, he should not go towards this. Always thinking, remembering, our life should be for this. This is not. Then there will be no problem at all. I want that you should all come with me and let us go to Vrindavan. I have no difference for ladies and males. I know that all are like female. No difference. Only our outer clothes are like that. So we should not be involved. What question?
Yes, I want to clarify more that I told in Singapore or where I think, remember, about na dharmam, kutukunda nirastam kulu karu, bhaje radha krishna prasura palchadhyam hitam, sati sunu, pati sutatte guru dharam, mukundam, prasthatte bhaje. Yes, I know that Jaiva Dharma is the last book of Śrīla Bhaktivinoda Thakura. In all kinds of thoughts, all kinds of writing, his writings, his totality, you should yourself here, Mandala Baba. Sit down. Please sit down. Don't say anything. This is the essence of all the writings, all the essays, all the articles, and all the classes he gave here and there. This Jaiva Dharma. He has written so many books, about 100 books. He has done some explanation of original books of Goswami. Also Gita, he has done commentary on Gita. Almost all the books of Goswami, Bhakti Goswami, Sindhu, Bindu, Kiran, Kana, Bhagavatar, and all others he has done. So in the last, this is the conclusion and essence of all the things of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So in this, he is telling, oh, anyone can repair this book?
Any binding in the book?
Yeah,
I
They can make
me bite. So you should do it, because it is going to happen. So you should hear it very deeply that I am going to give you. Na dharman, sutagana nirpankulukuru. He has explained in Manashiksha. This is the second sloka of Manashiksha. And he has translated and explained. And there he has explained, na dharmam, sutugana nirupa. Have you that manashiksha?
Manashiksha anywhere?
I have
in my
room,
it's in
the email. Oh, yes, here. Now, so you have to read this meaning. Na dharmam, sutugana nirupa. What Ved and Upanishad, Purans and all others have told about dharma and adharma? We should not try to involve in them. This is it.
O my dear mind, please do not perform either dharma or adharma mentioned in the Shrutis or Vedas. Rather, you should render profuse loving service to Sri Sri Radha Krishna Jugal here in Raja. For the Shrutis have ascertained them to be the highest principle of supreme worship and the supreme absolute truth. Always meditate on Sachinandana Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, richly endowed with the complexion and the sentiments of Srimati Radhika, as non-different from Sri Nanda Nandana. And always remember Sri Gurudev as the most dear to Sri Mukunda.
There he has explained dharma, not adharma. No? But here he has explained in other way. What the dharma, na dharma.
The explanation given here by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Nadharma, na dharma, shrutigana, nirupam, kila kuru.
What is dharma, dharma?
Do not perform the religious and irreligious activities mentioned in the Shrutis. Dharma and adharma are described in the Shrutis, the original four Vedas and the Upanishads, and the Smritis, such as the Puranas and Itihasas, which follow the precepts of the Shrutis. Whatever activities are performed by humankind come under these two categories of dharma and adharma. If they are completely prohibited, then it is not possible to live even for a moment.
Yes.
Therefore, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami has not prohibited all activities of the sense organs. There are two kinds of persons in the world, the learned, the vidya, and the ignorant, the agya. The ignorant do not work unless disciplined. And if they do act independently, it only results in inauspiciousness. Therefore, all activities described in the Shrutis and their attendant literature, the Smritis, have been divided into dharma and adharma for the welfare of such persons, so that they may easily abstain from inauspicious activities and
that they may engage in auspicious ones. More. Those who are learned are conscious of their spiritual identity. The disciplinary injunctions of the Shastras are not meant for them. They have been ordained to act on the platform of Atma Rati, Krishna Rati. They have been ordained to act on the platform of Atma Rati, Krishna Rati, or in other words, the unalloyed service of Sri Juga. Those who are faithful, they are included in the category of the Vigya, or the learned persons. The instruction of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami to abandon all dharma and adharma mentioned in the Vedas and to remain exclusively engaged in the prema-mayi seva of Sri Radha Krishna Jugo is for such learned self-realized souls. Whatever activities must be carried out in the life of a sadhaka should be done in the mood of service to the Supreme Lord. Even the activities prescribed in the Vedas for those who are firmly established in the varnashram stage of life should be performed in this mood. Grihastha devotees should worship deities at home, and all activities like earning money, maintaining family members, protecting assets, building a house, and so on, they should all be done as an offering to the deities. One should consider oneself simply as a servant of the Lord. Under no circumstance should one think oneself to be an enjoyer and thus exploit the fruits of activity for one's own selfish enjoyment. The religious rituals such as Shraddha, or offering of foodstuff to the forefathers prescribed in the book Sri Hari Bhakti Vilas, they should also be done in the mood of service to the Lord. Upon attaining eligibility, one transcends his attachment to and his dependency upon the principles of Varnashram. At such a time, factual residence in Braja and unalloyed service to Sri Jugo becomes natural and easy. Those who cannot physically live in Braja, they should do so mentally.
You should have temples about both, about those who are going believers and those who are going around. But if there is greed to serve Krishna, conjugal Krishna, really there is greed, then he is telling that you should avoid all that you have said. You have to avoid. Let Krishna see that all we will manage everything. And if greedy person, you will have to give up. Not dharmam, what you have told. Even we have not to adopt or to take any yukti of the Vedas, Purana, Upanishad, Srimad Bhagavatam, Gita, anything that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Try to understand this. If a man has great towards Krishna, to have the service of Radha and Krishna conjugal, like gopis, or any Prajavasi, but especially it has been told for those who have greed to serve Radha Krishna conjugal, like Rupa Goswami or Rupa Manjari, or gopis, then they have to acquire all kinds of yukti, which means that arguments that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Eti chans kalakul, so Krishna is Bhagavanswara. Or he will wait for her. He will have to forget all these things, even these things. Krishna has so much, six kinds of opulences. He can destroy in a moment the whole world, and he can create new worlds in a moment. We have to forget. One will have to remember that Krishna, who is Krishna? Simply he is Yashoda. Having no, nothing like this. There is no need of argument to establish that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he is gods of gods and gods of gods. Sarva Sarva. Nothing. Only Remember that he is Yashoda Nandan, Gopi Kant, Radha Kant, like this. Gyane prayasam tapasya naman chaiva. You have to forget this also. Forget also. That Gyane prayasam tapasya. Gyan, first of Gyan. You have to forget. And then try to follow Brajavasi like Gopis or any Brajavasi like Siddham, Subal, friend or mother, Yashoda or Mahana Baba as you have dreamed. And then you should try it always, Sat, Radha and Krishna and Yuga. If you are telling that who will guide us, why not? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will guide. Because they have come recently. After Braja Leela was finished, then now this is like covered Vrindavan. And himself Krishna taking the internal mold of Radhika and deity of Radhika. He has come from the womb of Sachidev. And he is so much, he is so merciful. Because now he has the combined mercy of Radha and Krishna, both. So you should always understand Sachi Sunam Nandi Swarapati Sutta. Way that Sachinandan Sri Gaudhari is himself Krishna, Yashoda, or Gopi Kanta, Radha Kanta. Same. You should not think separate. You should not think that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is some junior or some inferior to Krishna. Himself Krishna is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. No difference at all. He has come, descended to Navadvip, and he has sowed a new kind of bhajan pranali.
Process.
A process of
bhajan.
What that? Gopi bhajan. He has shown Gopi bhajan. Never anyone has shown before him. Since?
Vandana Brahma.
Brahma, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared. After that, none has given this process. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is given. And that is why we should not try to give up Braj Bhajan and do Bhajan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu like Gaur Nagari. That if Krishna is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we should serve him like what? Like Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna and we are like gopis and we should serve Krishna like gopis. Don't do. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not given this. Always try to think this. So, how we should treat? Then he is telling. Some, those want to worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Archan Marga. What is Archan Marga?
That's why not for worshipping the deity.
Worshipping. Or anything, Archan Marga. They can know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is separate from Chaitanya Krishna. And then they can meditate Chaitanya Mahaprabhu separate and Krishna. That is why they keep two deities. Gaur Nityananda and
Radha
Krishna. Or Radha Krishna and Mahaprabhu. And when they keep offering some preparation, then they may tell that Kling Krishnaya Govindaya Kling Radha Krishna Dham Nama or Kling Gaurai Swaha. Both. Because they have no satisfaction. They know that they are in two forms. So sometimes they think that, oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Like doing Hare Krishna, this form. He is yellow color, Sri Sachinandan. And by the side, they think Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna conjugal. So, they are in confusion what to do. I know some of the very high class of Vaishnava, they are also in confusion what to do. So, they make two deities there. Radha Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu both. Because they are not satisfied. If they are giving Krishna and Radha Krishna, they don't think that I am giving to Mahaprabhu. And when they give to Mahaprabhu, they cannot believe that I am giving to
Radha Krishna.
In confusion, let them do. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling. Let them do. Or here, Puri telling. Goswami of Puri.
Gopal
Puri is telling to Vijay Kumar. Let them do. You should not follow all these things. Don't say, yeah, what that thing. They can, after 2 months, sing Gauraya Swaha, or they can also, at the time, sing to Radha Krishna Bhyam, or sing Krishna Govinda Govinda Mallava Swaha. What I am telling, it cannot be told in a mosque. Only I am telling that all are initiated, second initiation. That is what I am telling. So you should also try to keep it in your heart, not here in market and here and there. You should not do it. This is very sacred, very secret, very secret. You should take it here, not in market.
This is for our own bhajan, not for...
I am telling only for helping your bhajan. So that you may come advance. That is I am telling. And there should be no confusion. But I know that I am telling so elaborately. But anyone can have confusion because they have no such strong desire or grief. But I am telling to help them. In Acharmar, they seem to be two, and they are given two dishes, two preparations, 2 months, but now you should not do like this. Now Rasamarg, in Rasamarg means?
In part of melon.
Spontaneous
way.
No,
in this, Raganugamarg. In Raganuga Marga. In the shape of Valli Radha Ballal, he is to be bhajan, to do bhajan. Valli he will be meditated, Valli he will be served. Not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because in Raganuga Marga he becomes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. No separate existence. Both becomes one. So no one will just giving 2 months by this and that. Because Chaitanya Khan and Sachinan, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come. So what should we do? He is always serving Radha and Krishna in that greed after greed and in the Rasa Marga, in Raganuga Marga. Then what we should do with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Oh, you should treat always like a guru. Mukunda Prasthatve. Here in Manasikchaita has been told for Gurudev, but here not. This is a loki for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fully. So you should treat Sachinandan, Krishna. Sachinandan, Krishna has become Sachinandan, not separate, but form is another. So in Raganuga Marga, you should treat him like Guru, Bhajaniya Guru. Bhajaniya Guru, who is Bhajaniya Guru? Who has given the all these things, process of Raganuga. Grade comes, or don't sleep, or you should sit down very like this, not like old person. So he is only one guru of Brajarasa. Oh, Krishna himself and coming in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is only guru. No other is guru. If anyone guru, partly guru. Akhanda guru is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nityananda Prabhu also, not directly he has given this thing. Malli Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is just Yosef, like Sarup Damodar, Rayavananda, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das. They have given this. So here you should think that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sachinandan Gaudhari, is my guru, bhajan guru. Because he gave this knowledge to Rupa Goswami in Prayag, he gave this knowledge to Sanatan Goswami in Varanasi, he gave this knowledge to Rayaramananda, he inspired in him. What? Oh, highest kind of love and affection, Rasaraj Mahabhav there. Anyone can it inspire this thing? So he is surely guru of this tattva, who himself, Krishna, in the shape of Sachinandan Gaudhari. So you should see that, oh, Sachinandan is our guru, bhajan guru, and everything he is. You should, when you remember the pastimes of Krishna, remembering Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, you should first do pranam to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By His mercy we are knowing all these things. He is Guru. Krishna is my Guru, but in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is telling everything about this. So when you begin to remember Ashtakaliya Lila or chanting, remembering in this way, then you should do pranam and serve first Gauchandra like a guru. And then remember chant of Radha and Krishna Kaljuga Larsha. So we should do pranam, we should try to begin everything first to from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sachinandan Gaudhari. Even Ashtakaliya Lila. Ashtakali Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as also Ashtakali Lila. But in the morning, very morning, he gets up his bed and thinking, waiting for Krishna separation. His bed. Oh, how Radha and Krishna were meeting and how all was going. And how Srimati Radhika is now so much suffering separation. And he begins to be, so do from first pranam and then Nishanta Lila of Krishna. So like this, and you should think your bhajan guru like Lalita, that Prajnath and Vijay Kumar both were thinking that Vijay Kumar was thinking that he is my bhajan guru Lalita. No? Same guru. And Bhajanath or he is Subal Sakha. To his Gurudev. Same Gurudev. So Bhajan Guru, he had not written the name of Diksha Guru here. Why? If Diksha Guru is Bhajan Guru, then he should be remembered. And if Diksha Guru is not Bhajan Guru, then he will not be remembered. Who will be remembered? Bhajan Sukhyadu, who is giving so much things of Radha and Krishna Ganjugal in this way. Like Narottam Thakur and Shyamananda Prabhu. When they are thinking there, when that will do archan, then Diksha Guru will come. But when they will remember Ashtakaliya Lila and all other things, what they will do? They will remember Jivushan. In what way? As a Vilasman. So here, Diksha Guru not giving bhajan siksha, he will not be remembered here. In the earthen mark he will be remembered. Understand something? So we should know that that bhajan guru, our Gurudev, is our Yudhishthira. In that gun we are here, he is telling. So we should try to know these meanings very deeply. Why he is telling that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is my Gurudev? Because he has given that process of bhajan of Radha and Krishna. So we should do all these things.